Joe's son. Well, the other day, I was watching a Sacramento Kings basketball game at home.
有一日我係喺屋企嗰度睇帝王隊籃球比賽。
And my wife Julie, she comes into the room and she kind of wonder what's going on.
我太太 Julie 就嚟到房間中，咁佢就睇下發生咩事呢？
So I told her that the score was tied. And there was 1 minute left in the game.
咁我就同佢講嗰兩隊嘅得分一樣，而且係剩翻一分鐘嘅時間。
So Julie proceeds to turn around and go out the room.
Julie 就轉身離開房間。
And I said, "Wait, it's the most exciting time. It's tie score. It's only 1 minute left."
咁我就話：等一等啊，點解要行開啊？而家係好緊張嘅時間，仲剩翻一分鐘咋。
And her reply was,It makes me nervous, and I don't want to be disappointed.
個回應就係、我係覺得好緊張，我唔想覺得失望。
Well, a couple of minutes later, I was disappointed.
幾分鐘之後我就好失望。
You know, similarly, sometimes the type of response of being discouraged and disappointed comes when we think about evangelism.
當我哋諗到失望嘅心情嘅時候，我哋就會諗到傳福音嘅時候，有時都會遇到咁嘅情況。
Sometimes we're reluctant to share or engage in a gospel conversation because we think we're going to get disappointed.
有時我哋唔想去開展一個福音嘅話題，或者係去講福音，因為我哋唔想我哋自己失望。
And when we think about it, when it comes to the proclamation of the gospel.You will have challenges.
喺講到傳福音嘅事上面，我哋係一定會遇到困難。
You can expect rejection. At the same time, you may be expect being well received.
你可能會係期望得到一個拒絕，係好失望，亦都係有時候係有人會接受。
Sometimes when we proclaim the gospel, sometimes we can be really encouraged and really excited.
有時候傳福音嘅時候，我哋係好受鼓舞、好受鼓勵。
And other times we could be very discouraged and disappointed.
有時候我哋會覺得灰心失望。
I want to turn our hearts and our attention to God's truth.
我哋想將我哋嘅注意力去到轉向神嘅真理上面。
I believe this can give us perspective to be prepared.
我係希望經文入邊讓到我哋。
And it's not simply with perspectives, but it is with the power of God.
唔單止係我哋嘅睇法嘅問題，而且係關乎神嘅大能。
So if you have your Bibles, please turn to Romans chapter 1, verse 16.
若有聖經嘅話，請掀開聖經去到羅馬書一章十六節。
And I like to open up the Bible to you because, one, we could read it in context.
我哋想打開聖經係因為我哋想睇埋上文下理。
It's interesting in the verse before in verse 15, Paul states his eagerness to preach the gospel.
我哋睇到十五節嘅時候，就見到保羅係好有動力、好有熱心去傳福音。
In other words, he was ready to go. He was chomping at the bit. He wanted to do it like right here, right now.
換句話講，佢已經預備好啦，佢已經係好熱切嘅想去咬緊牙關，毫不猶豫咁樣去前面去傳福音。
So there was no hesitation for him to preach the gospel.
完全係冇猶豫嘅咁樣去傳呢個福音。
And it didn't matter if it was Greeks or barbarians, to the wise or the foolish, or even to the church in Rome.
無論係希臘人、法外人、智慧人或者愚昧人，甚至喺羅馬嘅地方嘅人，佢都係預備好向佢哋傳福音。
And then we find this verse in verse 16.
然後我哋就睇到呢度十六節嘅經文。
And he says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation for everyone who believes, to the Jews first, and also to the Greek."
十六節，我不以福音為恥，因為福音是神的大能，為要拯救每一個相信的人，先救猶太人，也救希臘人。
So in verse 15, he declares his eagerness to preach the gospel.
十五節嗰度就講到佢好熱切嘅想去傳福音。
In verse 16, he says, "I'm not ashamed of the gospel."
第十六節就話我不以福音為恥。
So here's the difference in verse 15 and verse 16.
15-16 節係有好唔同。
In verse 15, he says, "It doesn't matter who I preach the gospel to."
15節就無論何人，我都向佢傳福音。
In verse 16, it doesn't matter what happens when I preach the gospel.
第16節就係當我傳福音嘅時候，遇到咩事都唔緊要。
No matter what type of adversity, I will preach the gospel.
無論係有點嘅逆境，我都仍然去傳福音。
And so we key in on, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel."
因此我哋就睇得到呢節，我不以福音為恥。
Think for yourself, why is he kind of mentioning this?
點解佢會講呢一句説話呢？
Now we have to know maybe some things that are happening in the culture that gives him pause to say, "I am not ashamed of the gospel."
可能係當時發嘅文化環境發生咗一啲事，讓到佢突然之間喺呢度講一句，我不以福音為恥。
You have to remember that the culture was still under Roman rule.
當時嘅文化環境係喺羅馬嘅管治底下。
So in other words, not just Jews, but Christians were considered as second-class citizens.
即係話猶太人，甚至乎基督徒都係被視為二等公民。
And it's the Christians that even had more scrutiny and more suffering in light of the resurrection.
而基督徒就面臨更多嘅監視同埋痛苦，係因為基督徒係傳緊呢個復活嘅事。
And the reason being is because remember it was the Roman cross that Jesus died on.
係基督耶穌基督係喺羅馬嘅十字架上面犧牲。
It was the Roman seal that sealed the tomb.
係羅馬嘅一個封，係封咗嗰個墳墓，封住守住個墳墓。
And now that Jesus is resurrected, and victory is seems evident.
而耶穌就復活，而勝利就好明顯。
The Romans wanted something more.
羅馬人就想要更多嘅事。
They wanted to fight.
佢要去爭戰。
And so the Christians had a lot more scrutiny and a lot more suffering.
因此基督徒就遇见更多的监视和更多的痛苦。
Another consideration is that it was a very degenerating society.
第二个情况就是当时的社会是十分之堕落。
The emperor at the time was Nero.
当时的皇帝是尼禄。
Now Nero took delight in persecuting Christians.
尼禄很喜欢去迫害基督徒。
And so there was this gradual increase as far as his persecution of believers.
因此那個對基督徒的逼迫就越來越厲害。
But not only that, Nero was a very wicked ruler emperor.
不單止是這樣，尼禄本身是一個很敗壞、很邪惡的一個的領袖。
And so what he advocated was a wicked or evil lifestyle.
他提倡鼓吹敗壞的生活。
And so when we think about it, when the gospel's preached,
當我們這樣說的時候，當福音傳開的時候，
It demands repentance to God's truth.
福音是要提倡是回轉悔改。
And if you think about it, it diametrically opposes Nero's perspective of living for evil.
而這個就是正正是與尼禄所鼓吹的敗壞的生活是正正是相對相反的。
So you have a lot of clashes.
有很多的衝突。
The third thing was, it was very discouraging for even the Apostle Paul.
而第三樣就是對保羅來講，亦都是一個很灰心、很令人沮喪的事情。
In the book of Acts, when Paul preached the gospel, he ran into a lot of challenges, didn't he?
在《使徒行傳》入邊，佢遇到好喺傳福音嘅旅途入邊遇到好多嘅困難，係咪
？In chapter 14, when he preached the gospel, he was stoned.
喺第14章嗰度，佢傳福音嘅時候被人用石頭打。
In chapter 16 of the book of Acts, he was in prison in Philippi.
使徒行传十六章嘅时候，佢被囚禁喺腓立比。
In chapter 17, when he did the gospel work in Thessalonica, he was chased out.
喺第十七章，佢喺帖撒罗尼加嗰度去做福音工作嘅时候，佢被赶出去。
Chapter 17, he had to be smuggled out of Berea because there was a lot of persecution and uproar.
第十七節嗰度，亦都係對基督徒好多嘅逼迫，所以佢要偷渡出去比利亞。
And he was mocked in Athens.
而佢亦都喺雅典呢個地方受到嘲笑。
So Now we take note of why Paul said, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel."
咁我哋就留意到第一点，点解佢要保罗要讲我不以福音为耻
？And that leads me to my first point.
呢个就系我哋嘅第一个点。
What Paul is advocating here for believers is take pride in the gospel.
第一点，保罗要带出嘅信息系要以福音为荣。
See, if we don't take pride, we are ashamed of the gospel.
如果我哋唔以福音为荣嘅话，我哋就系以福音为耻。
And if we are ashamed of the gospel, we don't want anything to do with the gospel, right?
如果我哋以福音为耻嘅话，我哋就唔想同福音有任何嘅关系，系咪？
We don't want to preach it. We don't want to tell other people about it.
我哋唔想传讲佢，我哋唔想向其他人讲到圣经，讲到福音。
But Paul is telling them to not be ashamed of the gospel.
但保罗就告诉大家去唔好以福音为耻。
Take pride in the gospel.
反而要以福音为荣。
It should be endearing to us.
系对我哋嚟讲好密切、好亲切嘅一样嘢。
Embrace the gospel.
要拥抱福音。
You know, if we're going to preach and live for the gospel, there's a part where we should take pride in the gospel.
如果我哋要以福音嚟生活，要传讲福音嘅话，我哋就要以福音为荣。
This particular sentiment, do not be ashamed of the gospel, take pride in the gospel. Paul not only says it right here in Romans, but he also says it in 2 Timothy.
在这个不要以福音为耻，反而要以福音为荣的这个重点上面，保罗不单止在这里是讲得到，而且在提摩太后书那里也都有提到。
In the letter of 2 Timothy, it could have been one of his last letters. And so, if you think about it, Paul was very consistent about this thought.
保罗这个提摩太后书是可能是差不多最尾的一卷书信，所以你会看得到保罗在这个重点上面是很一致。
And this is what he said in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 8 to 12. He says, "Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony of the Lord, not of me in imprisonment, but share in the suffering of the gospel by the power of God, who saved us and called us to holy calling, not because of our own works, but because of his own purpose and grace, which he gave us in Christ Jesus before the ages began, which now has been manifested through the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ Jesus, who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, for which I was appointed a preacher, an apostle, and teacher, which is why I suffer as I do. But I am not ashamed, for I know what I believe, and I am convinced he is able to guard until the day which has been entrusted to me."
提摩太后书一章八至十二节。你不要以给我们的主作见证为耻，也不要以我这为主被囚的为耻，总要按神的能力与我为福音同受苦难。神救了我们，以圣召召我们，不是按我们的行为，乃是按他的旨意和恩典。这恩典是万古以先在基督耶稣里赐给我们的，但如今藉着我们救主基督耶稣的显现才表明出来了。他已经把死废去，藉着福音将不能坏的生命彰显出来。我为这福音奉派做传道的，做师徒，做师傅。为这缘故，我也受这些苦难。然而我不以为耻，因为我知道我所信的是谁，也深信他能保存我所交付他的，直到那日。
So Paul took pride in the gospel.
保罗是以福音为荣。
The gospel was precious to him.
保罗是福音对他来讲是很宝贵。
It didn't matter what other people thought or what other people said about the gospel.
其他人点样评价佢嘅信仰或者福音系唔紧要。
It didn't matter what happened to him when he preached the gospel.
当佢传福音嘅时候遭受任何嘅事情都唔紧要。
The gospel and the gospel power was the best thing to happen to him, and he held the gospel dear to him.
福音嘅力量，佢嘅大能系发生喺佢身上最好嘅事情，佢十分珍惜福音。
Friends, can I ask you a question? Is the gospel dear to you?
朋友们，我可唔可以简单问一问，福音对你哋嚟讲宝贵吗？
Do you embrace the gospel no matter what?
你会唔会不惜一切咁样去拥抱福音呢？
No matter what happens to you.
无论系什么事情发生喺你身上。
No matter what type of response you have when you try to share the gospel to others.
对，当传福音嘅时候，无论对方点样回应，都传福音俾佢哋。
In 1 Corinthians, Paul reminded the brothers of the gospel he preached to him. He says, by saying, this is the gospel that you receive, this is the gospel in which you stand, and this is the gospel by which you are saved.
保罗提醒弟兄们，他所传俾佢哋嘅福音就系当时佢从主领受嘅福音，系佢站稳喺上面嘅福音，系佢哋所依赖能得救嘅福音。
When our lives are powerfully transformed by the gospel, and when we see other people being transformed, dramatically converted in their faith by the hearing of the gospel, our confidence mounts.
当我们的生活被福音大有能力地改变的时候，我们看到别人的生命因为听到福音而大大地转向信靠神的时候，我们的信心就会加增。
And we take pride in the gospel.
我们以福音为荣。
We are not ashamed of the gospel.
我们不以福音为耻。
Secondly, the second point I want to point out to you in this verse is the power within the gospel.
在第二个重点就是福音入面的大能。
It says in the verse, it says, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes.
这节的经文讲到，因为福音是神的大能，为要拯救每一个相信的人。
Salvation to the soul does not happen unless God makes it happen.
灵魂被救赎是不会发生，除非神使到它发生。
No person can ever will themselves.Or affect themselves towards their own salvation. In other words, they can't make it happen, but God can make it happen.
没人能够影响或者使到自己得救，而是唯有神使人得救。
You can't plan for your salvation, only God could prepare and plan it for you.
没人能够计划自己的得救，只是神去计划你的得救。
We are truly helpless without God's intervention.
如果没有神的介入，我们真的很无助。
The gospel is not just simply a merely a message; it is the power of God.
福音唔系单单系一个信息，而系神嘅大能。
The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 18, it says, "For the word of cross is folly to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God."
圣经讲到，因为十字架的道理，在那灭亡的人为愚拙，在我们得救的人却为神的大能。
So Paul's confidence in the power of the gospel is to bring men to salvation. It's not merely a message with power, but it literally changes, literally transforms people as they hear and respond to the gospel message.
因此，保罗相信福音有能力使人得救。不是只是单单关于大能的信息，而是仅仅透过听到福音就能够改变人。
There is power within the gospel.
在福音里面有神的大能。
The word power, which is dunamis in Greek, it really means dynamite, or it's very explosive.
大能这个字在希腊文为 dunamis, 就是英文意思就是炸药一样。
The gospel is explosive. It is the power of God unto salvation.
福音是有爆炸性的，是有使人得救的能力。
That is why it's able to change our, not just change our perspectives, but change our lives, transform our lives.
不单只是改变了我们对事物的看法，而且是改变了我们的生命。
Think about it, there's no other powerful message such as the good news.
在世界上没有比福音更加强而有力的信息了。
No other messages from the world, nothing comes close.To the challenging message, the powerful message of the gospel.
在世界上没有任何其他的信息可以好像福音这样那么有大能。
There is no other sayings.
没有其他的讲法。
There is no other steps, there's no other way than the gospel way.
没有其他的步骤或者其他的方式去通往是除了福音之外。
There is no other messages that could humble the hardened.
没有其他的信息可以使人变得谦卑。
That could give comfort to the conflicted.
去使到内心矛盾的人得到安慰。
To give or help the rebellious become repentant.
去使到悖逆的人得到悔改。
By God's grace, when the gospel explodes in a person's life, they are not the same.
靠着神的恩典，当福音在一个人的生命中爆发的时候，他们就不一样了。
Remember, they once dead in their trespasses, But now they become alive in Christ.
是他在死在过犯中，但是他在基督里面就活着。
They were once in the domain of darkness, and now they are brought into the light.
以前在黑暗的权势里面，现在就走进光明中。
They are awakened, they are alive.
他们是苏醒了，他们活着。
They are anew.
他们变成新的。
The Bible says that if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things pass away. Behold, new things have come.
圣经讲，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
This is the power of the gospel.
这个就是福音的大能。
And friends, can I ask you, do you have that power of the gospel?
朋友们啊，你有福音的大能吗？
Now, when it comes to salvation, it can be oversimplified to be simply the forgiveness of sin.
当讲到救恩的时候，可能被过度简化为到仅关于罪的赦免。
And while forgiveness of sins is certainly included in salvation, there is much, much more that we should understand about salvation.
当然罪的赦免的确是包含在救恩里面，但是救恩的意义远远不只是这样。
Salvation includes the idea of deliverance from enemies, and such enemies such as death, such as the devil, and includes the restoration in promises of all that sin has marred or destroyed.
救恩仲包括从敌人中，譬如死亡、撒旦嗰度解救出嚟，并且包括恢复咗被罪所玷污或者破坏嘅一切嘅应许。
Salvation includes the ideas and the concepts of justification, sanctification, and glorification.
救恩包括咗称义、成圣同埋进入荣耀嘅观念。
By God's grace, by God's love and power, we are saved from the penalty of sin.And that's justification.
靠着神的恩典、慈爱和能力，我们从罪的刑罚中被拯救出来，就是称义。
By God's grace and His love and His power, we are saved from the power of sin, and that's sanctification.
靠着神的恩典、慈爱和能力，我们从罪的权势中被拯救出来，就是成圣。
And by God's grace and love and power, one day we will be saved from the presence of sin.And that's glorification.
靠住神嘅恩典、慈爱同埋能力，有一日我哋将会从罪恶嘅存在之中拯救出嚟，进入荣耀。
And thus, when we are saved, it's a divine intervention of deliverance from our depravity.
当我哋得救嘅时候，系属天嘅介入，将我哋从堕落中拯救出嚟。
We are delivered through the power of the gospel to a condition in which we are loose from the power and dominion of sin, and are set free to honor.Our Lord and our God.
我们透过福音的力量被释放到一个从罪的权势中和罪的辖制中被释放出来，可以自由地去荣耀和信服神。
Brothers and sisters, let us not underestimate the power of the gospel.
弟兄姊妹，我们不要小看福音的大能。
I mentioned about the pride in the gospel, the power within the gospel, finally, the presentation of the gospel.
我哋讲到以福音为荣，我哋讲到福音嘅大能，最后就讲到福音嘅呈现。
As we look at our verse, it says it comes to the point where salvation's to everyone who believes, to the Jews first, and then to the Greek.
呢度讲经文讲到救恩嘅福音系先是犹太人，后是希腊人。
When Paul mentioned to the Jews first, he mentions the gospel came first in history to the Jews.
保罗呢度讲先是犹太人，系指福音喺历史上首先传给犹太人。
We have to remember in the book of Genesis that God chose Abraham and his descendants to be a blessing to others.
喺创世记嗰度讲到亚伯拉罕系将会成为万国嘅祝福。
The Gospels came initially to the Jews because they were God's chosen people.
福音最初传咗俾犹太人，让佢哋因为佢哋系神嘅选民。
Even Jesus said salvation comes from the Jews.
甚至耶稣都讲救恩是从犹太人出来的。
But the Jews were supposed to take the gospel to others, to the Gentiles.
而犹太人是应该将它带给外邦的世界。
And however you remember, biblically they were reluctant.
但是我们看到圣经的记载的时候，知道他们是不愿意。
And no better example was Jonah the prophet in the Old Testament, right?
而在旧约里面最好的例子就是约拿，是不
是？ Jonah the prophet, He went out of his way not to preach the gospel, right?
佢係真係好努力嘅咁樣樣，唔去傳福音係咪
？Even though God prepared him to preach the gospel, Jonah practically ran away.
佢神已經預備咗佢去傳呢個嘅信息，但係約拿卻係逃跑係咪
？But eventually God got hold of him and directed him to preach the gospel to the Ninevites.
而神就捉住佢，亦都係去讓佢去到尼尼微城嗰度。
And when Jonah preached the gospel to the Ninevites, they responded.
而當約拿去向尼尼微人傳講神嘅信息嘅時候，尼尼微人就回應。
One of the greatest revivals that is accounted for in the Old Testament.
係喺舊約聖經記載入邊其中一個最犀利嘅一個嘅回應嘅個復興。
The Ninevites responded. They repented.
尼尼微人悔改。
And Jonah's response was simply, he just kind of threw a pity party.
而約拿就喺度自憐自艾。
Sometimes as a church, sometimes we have to wonder, are we like Jonah?
有時候我哋作為教會，我哋係咪約拿咁樣樣呢？
Are we like Jonah, that we are reluctant to share with people beyond our comfort zone?
我哋會唔會好似約拿咁樣，唔願意走出我哋舒適安逸嘅範圍去傳講福音？
Have we forgotten as a church the need to go to the unreached people?
我哋作為教會係咪忘記咗我哋其實需要去未得之民嘅地方
？To the other part, uttermost parts of the world that do not even have the church or haven't even heard the gospel.
去到最遙遠嘅地方，冇教會嘅地方，甚至乎完全未聽過福音嘅地方。
Remember, the salvation is for everyone.
救恩係為所有人。
Paul's emphasis is not only the gospel is not just open, but there's a universal offer of the gospel.
保罗所讲嘅唔单止系一个公开嘅福音，而且系普世性嘅福音。
And whether you are a Jew or whether you have a Greek background, salvation is possible, and it's only possible through our Lord Jesus Christ.
无论系犹太人或者系第二啲嘅背景，福音系为所有人而预备嘅。
There's not one way for the Jews, not one way for the Gentiles, but it's just one way through Jesus Christ.
冇话犹太人得救一个方法，外邦人另外一个方法，只有一个方法就系通过耶稣基督。
There's only one narrow gate that leads into the kingdom of God, and that is through the gospel through Jesus Christ.
只有一个窄门通往神嘅国，就系耶稣基督嘅福音。
The good news is for all of us, for whatever background, religious or non-religious, rich or poor, strong or weak.We shouldn't trust in our own background, but when a sinner receives or responds in repentance to Christ by faith.
福音係俾所有人嘅，無論背景係點樣樣，有信仰或者冇信仰，富有或貧窮，剛強或軟弱，都唔能夠倚靠我哋嘅背景，而要以一個罪人嘅身份，憑信心接受回應基督。
This is the gospel of power.
呢個係福音嘅大能。
And brothers and sisters, we need to present that power.Of the gospel to others.
我哋要将大能嘅福音系传俾人。
We need to remember it is God who changes people's lives.
系神去改变人嘅生命。
And if the power of the gospel is the greatest thing that happened to us, the greatest thing that we could wish upon for others is for them to also receive the gospel themselves.
如果福音嘅大能能够改变人嘅生命嘅话，咁我哋就要为佢哋去祷告，以致到佢哋能够接受呢个嘅能力。
And so sometimes we have to ask ourselves, are we holding back?
我哋要问我哋自己，我哋有冇去却步
？Are we holding back when it comes to the gospel?
我哋喺福音方面有冇却步
？First of all, have we even embraced the gospel?
我哋自己有冇去拥抱接受呢个福音
？And are we willing to step out in faith to share the gospel, the good news to others?
我哋有冇凭信心嘅走出一步去同其他人去分享福音？
This morning, we're eventually going to move to a time of communion.
今天早上我哋会有主餐嘅时间。
But we must ask ourselves the questions: Do we take pride in the gospel?
我哋要问自己，我哋以福音为荣吗
？Have we experienced the power of the gospel ourselves?
我哋自己有冇经历过福音嘅大能呢
？And are we intentional about bringing the gospel message forward to others?
我哋有冇刻意嘅、着意嘅将福音嘅信息去传俾其他人呢
？Brothers and sisters, we need to be engaged when it comes to the gospel message.
弟兄姊妹啊，我哋喺福音嘅信息上面，我哋要主动。
It should be precious to us。
我哋应该系好珍惜、好宝贵呢个福音。
And what is precious to us, we want to give this precious gift to others。
当我哋好珍惜、好宝贝呢个福音嘅时候，我哋就要将呢份嘅宝贵嘅福音传俾其他人。
And by God's grace, God could use us as brothers and sisters, as a church, to share the gospel news to the uttermost parts of the world.
靠住神嘅恩典，我哋作为弟兄姊妹，作为一间教会，我哋就将福音系传俾最远未听过福音嘅地方。
Let's pray.
我哋一起祷告。
Lord God, Father, we thank you, Lord. It is by your grace that you have chosen us to be recipients of your gospel.
天父，我哋好感谢你。我哋感谢你，让我哋成为福音嘅接受嘅人。
Father, we are just humbled that you have chosen us.
天父，我哋感谢你，你拣选咗我哋。
We thank you, Lord, for your grace and your love for us, because we know we are sinners.
我哋系罪人，我哋系感谢你嘅恩典同埋宽恕。
And yet, Father, you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our sins.
天父，你却差派你嘅独生儿子去为我哋嘅罪死喺十架上。
And Father, we realize, Father, as we have responded into your gospel, Father, we know that our lives are transformed.
天父，当我哋接受咗福音嘅时候，我哋知道我哋自己生命改变。
Again, it's another example of your grace and mercy to us.
系你对我哋嘅怜悯同埋恩典。
Father, the gospel should be precious to us.
天父，福音系应该系我哋系非常珍惜。
Precious to us that we would want this gospel to go forward to other people's lives.
我哋希望呢个宝贵嘅福音能够去到其他人嘅生命入边。
And so, Father, we pray, Lord, that we would take pride in the gospel, that we would be able to present the gospel, Father, to others.
当我哋去珍惜呢个福音，去以福音为荣嘅时候，我哋就将呢个福音传俾他人。
And Father, we pray collectively as a church that we would seek opportunities to see your gospel even being preached in missions to the uttermost parts of the world.
天父，我哋祈求作为一间教会咁样去祈求，将呢个福音宣教嘅去向到其他地方未听过福音嘅地方去宣讲，系通过宣教。
Father, we pray all these things in Jesus' name.
我哋咁样祷告系奉主耶稣基督嘅名求。
Amen. Amen.
是。